I am very glad to see you here and such a beautiful Metropolitan Baptist Church members. And also I'm appreciating for the Pastor Mario Svani, your lovely pastor. And I heard about Brother Hester, American missionary, former pastor. And I know him. He visited Korea many, many years ago. And so once I met him, maybe I translated for him one time. Because my missionary from America, Ike F. Foster, he's a real good friend with Brother Hester. So I'm happy to be here, especially, and thank you for your invitation for me, and just giving me such a wonderful pulpit to it's a privilege, and thank God and praise the Lord. So today, just I'm a first time visit here, but I heard many, many times about your church and your pastor. And your history of real good Baptist and strong and fundamental, biblical, local, independent, and several just strong Baptist churches over the world in Australia. So some people told me that too much strong. too much strong, so you cannot bend, you know. So, okay, thank you for it. Just, I will tell you about a short testimony, my salvation in Korean Independent Baptist Church history. Very short. And then I will preach it. All right? Okay. When I was maybe 15 years age, and one real good Korean Baptist pastor, and he came back to his own country, home country. So he visited my house, and he invited me in a small cottage. And next Sunday, would you come and hear the gospel of Jesus? So I never been to church. So Sunday morning, just I just, you know, confused with that, just come or not, you know. It's the first time. It's very afraid of it. So, but God moved my heart and, you know, made me just storm, you know, come to, you know, little dirty cottage. So I just, you know, very ashamed and to come to church in the first time. And maybe 20 people just sitting, small Korean warm bottom, and then very sweating in the heart. So too many people sat there, better than the room. So, but he preached on the Noah's Ark. So it's the first story I ever heard about the Bible. So he said grandfather named Noah, he heard the commanding of God and make a big ship. And 120 years later, and nobody came in the ark, but ate his own family. But raining, and all the humanity died in the flood, but eight members of Noah's family. So he said, this ship symbolized Jesus Christ, future days, and judgment by fire. So you better come in Jesus. So repent your sin accept Jesus as your personal Savior. So come, and if there anyone want to get saved today, then raise your hand. I just open my eyes and I look around. Who going to rise right hand? So nobody. So I just close eyes and just once again I open the small window just. And one older lady raised hand like this, but any others. So I raised hand and he said, suddenly he just, voice rising up. Just, he said, any others? Raise your hand. So at that day, 15 souls and got saved.
Amen.
Yeah. Praise the Lord, huh? So, since that time, 3 months later, he asked me, "Hey, young boy, would you teach Sunday school next Sunday?" So I never heard about the Sunday school. So I just primary school and junior high school and college, and never been heard about Sunday school. What he means on the school? So he said, school opened on a Sunday. That's a Sunday school. So okay. How I could teach? So he said, I will give you this little paper. So you memorize that, and then next Sunday you just talking to the little children. So, I never been. He said, do it. So I memorized all the night and a small paper about a story about a widow whose son died in a castle town of Nain in Luke chapter 7. So Sunday morning, I stand up, maybe 200 more little children, old, So they look me just 400 eyes. So I confused suddenly. So, I couldn't remind any, any story he loaned me. So I lost everything. I told him about, our town is so many widows living with us. So let's help them and give them money. They are poor. They have a sorrow. They have no money. They have no husband. So we got to help them. So, and then 1 minute later, just it's all. No more story. It's my first teaching about Sunday school. So, but God just waited long time and suffered me and such a sinner, such a poor, young, little boy and pastor, and just, waited a mere long, long time and told me one by one. Then, maybe several months later, God called me a full-time servant for Jesus. So I went down there, Bible College, Busan City, and I learned a 2 years course and graduated. And then, until now, I worked for the Lord and His gospel and His ministry. Praise the Lord. It's my testimonial salvation. So another testimony, short story. And I got to tell you about just a Korean receive many gifts around the world. 1950, maybe some of you remember, Korean War invaded by the Russian communist and the Chinese red communist also, and the Northern Korean just invaded it. Against the Southern Korea. Yeah, in a way, yeah. At that time, 16 different countries United Nations and included Australia. So young man died for our small country, peninsula. So I never forget your sacrifices and your giving, your helping, your love. So I have to tell you about deeply in my heart appreciation with that. So 1954, November, very chilly day, I read all the history, and Isaac F. Foster, very first missionary from America, independent and fundamental, strong, maybe more than Hester. We call it as a stubborn Ike. So he came over Korea, the very first in the world. Now 10th place prosperity in the world now, because gospel of Jesus Christ preached it. American missionary first, 55 years ago. And also sacrifices Australian and American other countries. So I cannot just proud of beyond your control, you, because I owe from your love. So thank you for it. Thank God. And many, many peoples and sweet peoples, especially is also Australian. So today just my heart is very happy, because I told you my burden for your sacrifice, and I got to tell you my not by me, not by Queen, by the grace of God and by your love. So this morning we had a great service with All Nations Baptist Church and the fifth anniversary of the church. So we sent him 5 years ago and founded new church here in Australia for the, you know, All Nations. Because, you know, Australian doesn't want to come the Korean pastors and ministry sometimes, you know. It's a difference, you know. It is just like, you know, order and flowing the world, you know. Yeah, different levels. That's why I told him, we made an agreement with him, just we have to work just, you know, some other people. This morning, maybe more than 100 attendees. Yeah. Is it wonderful, huh? Yeah, yeah. So, thankful, dear missionary Peter King and his lovely wife and his two children, too. So, I will preach a short message this evening, because maybe you're sleepy. You know, I posted, he told me just when you preach someone sleeping, then don't preach anymore. Just hit your pulpit, you know, three times like this, eh? Then kill it. But I will never do that. So, yeah. So okay, open your Bible and Galatians, and in the New Testament, Galatians, and six, chapter 6 and verses 7. So I will preach about the three marks in the Bible. In other words, three prints in the Bible. Yeah, same words. You know. Open your Bible. Open your Bible. And Galatians 6, 7. Would you stand free together and read together? Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Sorry about the 17, verses 17. Yeah, 17. Let's read together, 17. All right? From henceforth let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Okay, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for your wonderful salvation and your gospel preached by the someone and wonderful servant your own. Thank you for Australian sacrifice in the Korean Civil War and died as a precious life. They gave their materials and money and everything just they gave for poor land of Korea. Thank you for Pastor Mario Subani and his wonderful ministry and missionary Hester, and he gave his sacrifice here for all the trade and loss of souls. Thank you for this Metropolitan Baptist Church members and all the music service, all the prayers, instrument music, all here the staffs and workers and the Bible college students, everyone over here, little baby and boys and girls and gentlemen, ladies, oh God, and praise your name. And this time, when I preach, help me, give me strength and power through Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Okay, you may hear it. Bible is a very simple story of Jesus Christ. In the Bible, I found out the three marks meaningful everybody, every humanity, especially born-again Christians. First mark is, we just read as Paul's marks in his body. As you know, Apostle Paul persecuted and beat it by stone. So he confessed many times, I almost died. Yes. So that's why he has many scars and prints on his body. Because gospel of Jesus Christ and for Jesus his Lord. So as you read and I read the Bible, I remember, you remember, we Christians, sometimes God permitted and God gave us chance to, you know, print some scars and some painful casualties, you know, for the Lord Jesus Christ and His gospel. So, Paul, he confessed such a wonderful his short history. We can read 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 11 through 28. Let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 11. Right. especially I'll read 22. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more in labors, more abundant, in stripes of a measure, in prisons more frequent, in death oft. Of the Jews 5 times received I 40 stripes save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods, once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck, a night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeys often, in perils of waters, in perils of lovers, in perils by mine own countrymen, in perils by the Hudson, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all churches. It's Paul's compassion about his marks. So sometimes you have some sufferings, afflictions, and persecuting, mocking. Some laugh at you, poverty, some health problem, economic crisis rising, battles, some troubles, confusions, struggling. Something happened around you and around your country. But remember, great apostle Paul had real prince in his body for gospel and Jesus. Second mark is in the Bible is David, King David. Let's open your Bible, just 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 34. Yeah. Would you open your Bible, just 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 34. Through 37. Okay, I will read it. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard, and smote him, and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God. David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee. So, King David, he had a great mark on his body because he fought his lion and the bear. Why he fought with lion and bear? He goes for his sheep. His father charged him. David was a teenager. He is very responsibility about his father's sheep. Long distance from his own home country or from his daddy and his mother. But he never give up his responsibility. He is a strong teenager because he trusts in Lord God Almighty. Sometimes lion attacking. Sometimes the bear came to his sheepfold and taking out his young lamb and some sheep and his own body. But he never turned around about lion against the bear. He fought it. He delivered even the lamb. That's why God select him the king of great Israel. It's very responsibility. He is strong in God. That's why he had many prints or marks in his body. So David symbolized the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and Jesus Christ. Jesus is the King of Kings. He never gave up to me and you. Even little boy here, little baby, because he loved us. He loves us. That's why someone said, come down from the cross. Come down, King. But he never, because he loved us. He shed the precious blood of his own body for our price of sins. That's why we confess our sin and accept Jesus as our personal Savior, then we will be saved and we are great Son of God, Jesus save us. So David had the prince about his history and fought with the lion and bear. So Jesus fought with the devil on the Calvary. Devil mock it. Devil love it. Devil said, you fail. You die. But Jesus rise again on the third day. Amen. So he never failed. He got a victory. Everlasting victory. So that's why he can save us. Praise the Lord. John chapter, New Testament, John, book of John chapter 20, verses 24-29. Open your Bible. Book of John, chapter 20, verses 24. Yeah. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days, again, his disciples were within and Thomas with them. And then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you. Then says he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Jesus had a big print on his body because he nailed on the cross by big hammer. That means is you hammering for nails on his hands. Because he died your sins and my sins. So he had a big hole in his hand. I love your music service this evening. I saw, you know, song leader. He's a very faithful and very spiritual man. He selected very carefully and spiritually and very wonderful song service. So really blessed my heart. It touched me. You know, Baptists loved singing. Baptists loved to eat. Also, Baptists really often fighting against the sin and against the compromised ones. So, Jesus had a big print in his hand. We have a song, hymn book, I shall know him by the prints of in his hand. Jesus said, Thomas, you believe me after you sin? You know, we never seen Jesus. I never seen Jesus either. But I believe. Amen. You believe. This evening, I really enjoy telling you about great prints in the Bible. First was Paul's prints in his body. Do you have any prints on your body for Jesus? Do you have any prayers, scars for Korean War? I will remember forever. My people never forget. That's why Korean people learn to giving. We sent many missionaries around the world because we learned about Australia, America, British, France, Italy, Filipino, even Cambodia. They sent army. So we got to do. Follow act. You know, this morning I saw, you know, All Nations Baptist Church and members gave for the Haiti. You remember Haiti, massive earthquake, and collapsed down, and evacuated so many people, lost their houses, and parents and children, and it's miserable. So they gave the money for Haiti. So also, my church, you know, gave it two Sundays, you know, last Sunday and this Sunday. So, not from our power, our ability, but love of God and love of Australian, love of American, even Cambodia. We all, we debt in love. We never pray. Humbly serve. So, thank you. I appreciate again you Australian. So still Korean worked here and sometimes trouble. Yeah. Not all the Korean, but some of them. Troublemaker is such a beautiful land. But pray for them. Yeah. We need your understanding and just, you know, suffering. Thank you. So, do you have any marks for Jesus in your country or in your body? But it's Prince of Love. It's a Prince of Glory. It's a Prince of Privilege for Jesus. Yeah. Never mind. Someday Jesus coming again, then we. Holy new body. No, nothing prints, nothing scars, you know. Very, very beautiful. Very clean. No more some skin lotions or some perfumes. Everybody beautiful. We don't need any more body saving like that. Just, yeah. So don't worry about it. Yeah. Someday God will give you new body. So thank you very much. Okay. Would you stand up, please, and close your eyes?